Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. The coronavirus continues its rapid spread in Philly. Officials announced 360 more confirmed cases yesterday and one new fatality. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
The newly reported cases bring the total in Philadelphia to nearly 1,700 as officials contend with shortages of test materials, lab capacity, and protective gear such as masks and gowns. Mayor Jim Kenney also says messaging from the federal government has been confusing.
You know, from it's not actually happening and it's going to go away to a 250,000 people dying, but I don't want to fight with any other government.
Officials say the federal response has been more helpful recently with a supply drop to local hospitals, and an analysis that shows the city getting $26 million in direct aid from the $2 trillion aid bill.
The tests are available for those with symptoms who are healthcare workers or above the age of 50. Go to kywnewsradio.com for the phone number where you can make an appointment. New Jersey now reports more than 22,000 cases of COVID-19 and 355 fatalities. South Jersey has at least 15 deaths included, plus 800 positive cases. North Jersey is now seeing the surge officials have expected, as we hear from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Health Commissioner Judith Persichelli says 7 hospitals had to divert incoming patients for various reasons.
Some due to overcrowding in their emergency rooms, and some due to overall high census. We also got a call from 2 hospitals that they required ventilators.
More ventilators for hospitals are in the state and on the way, but they still need over 1,600 more, according to Governor Phil Murphy.
The state is pushing back the tax filing deadline to July 15th and the end of the fiscal year to September 30th. Bucks County commissioners are asking everybody in Bucks County to join New Jersey and New York residents in showing thanks to the people on the front lines of the battle against coronavirus. Here's Bucks County Commissioner Diane Marsiglia.
At 7 o'clock every night, to go out and clap a thank you for our first responders, for the nurses, for the doctors.
Marsiglia hopes word of the gesture spreads around the county, asking residents to share the message with everyone they know.
What they're basically doing is opening a window, opening a door. If you cannot go outside at all, don't go out. Just lean out and clap as a way that we can say thank you to all those people.
She made the announcement at Monday's commissioners' meeting. Commissioners thank everybody who was following these stay-at-home orders. With the bar industry sidelined during this pandemic, hundreds of thousands of unemployed or underemployed bartenders are turning to an industry support group for help. KYW's Paul Kurtz has that story.
This has been really unprecedented, and it's really affected every type of bartending job.
As vice president of the U.S. Bartenders Guild, Kim Hosserud typically handles about a dozen grant applications per quarter. Now she's dealing with a tsunami.
The number of applications we've received has been over 200,000.
The foundation's funding comes in large part from corporate donations. Chris Boros, co-founder of Sip Science, a hospitality startup firm, just launched a GoFundMe campaign for the USBG.
Our goal is to hit $100,000, and we're at about $10,000 now.
The foundation will be awarding grants ranging from $150 to $500, something to supplement the unemployment income that these hundreds of thousands of bartenders hope to receive very soon. That's the All Local. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.